Group number two is Artichoke, Hitomi Kazuki, and Songbird. Take it away.
Whatever you do, I'll do it too. Show me everything and tell me how. It all means something and yet nothing to me. I can see there's so much to learn. It's all so close and yet so far. I see myself as people see me. I just know there's something bigger out there. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me.
Every gesture, every move that she makes, makes me feel like never before. Why do I have this growing need to be beside her? These emotions I never knew, of some other world far beyond this place, beyond the trees, above the clouds, I see before me a new horizon.
I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me.
Come with me now to see my world, where there's beauty beyond your dreams. Can you feel the things I feel right now with you? Take my hand, there's a world I need.
I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. I wanna know, can you show me? I wanna know about these strangers like me. Tell me more, please show me. Something's familiar about these strangers like me. I wanna know.
Okay, so let me try that again, because Zelena was talking when I was introducing and just cut off my epic intro. Are we going to keep that in? I don't know. I'm missing this part. I'm keeping it in. Okay, so
just go.
So song number two was The Artichoke, Hitomi Kazuki, and Songbird with Strangers Like Me.
So, song I love.
Yes, me too. I like this song. So first, well, when I looked at the group, I forgot Artichoke was in it at first. So when he came in first, I was, like, shocked. Because I remember seeing Songbird and Hitomi, but I just overlooked
There's
Artichoke.
There's a man among these girls!
Yeah, I was like, wait, did I open the wrong file? But then it came from here. So something I want to add before I start go into the critique is Artichoke, you make me sad. You didn't team up with Russ and read to me. Like Artichoke, you're the son of Russ. How can you not work with Russ and young Russ?
That was his hope from the beginning, was mine that too. Three Russes would all, like, join together and make, like, Team Super Russ, which would have been your name if you were all together.
You burst my bubble. And I am done now. Okay, So, Artichoke by Polarness for the win. I thought at the beginning you sounded pretty good pitch-wise, but your emotion sounded flat, a little flat for me. Like, it sounded very like proper and well-spoken, but it didn't have the emotion the song should have. I did like it more as it went along, though, for you, Artichoke, so good job on that. So the second singer was Hitomi, am I right?
I couldn't tell the two girls apart. I think it was Hitomi.
I did. I could tell them.
So okay. First thing I have down is this Hitomi? I've never heard you sing like this before, ever. Like, I've heard, like, you know how I've heard some of the contestants before? I've never heard you sing like this, Hitomi. Like, your voice doesn't sound as rough as I remember it being from before. But I don't think this was a great song for your range, Hitomi. Like, it sounded high for you at the beginning, and you were kind of reaching for the notes, and I think it sounded like an octave change when you went into the chorus when you were singing with Artichoke. So I don't think this was great for you. But I still think it was good. And Songbird was number 3, I think, on the bridge. I thought you did generally good. A note here and there on the lower parts sounded a little sketchy for me, but generally it was good. I like this as a whole. Towards the end, the syncing was a little slightly off here and there, but overall, not bad at all. I like this. So, Zell?
Okay, so my first note is Artichoke. You needed a little more energy in this, I think, because it seemed pretty lacking. Hitomi, you seemed pitchy for this, and I have to agree with Jeffers. I noticed the key change part, because it was like from down here to up here, and it was just, okay. I think there was something with your mic. I don't know if you were peaking or not, but I kept getting something.
Oh, yes, I forgot about that.
Okay, and I'll skip harmonies for the end. Songbird was the third voice. I have to agree also with the some of the lower notes were a little off. And I put down for sure the no or knowing, the long one. It kept coming in and out for me. The harmonies did not sync well, or they weren't always there, or they weren't actually the right harmonies.
It sounded like they were just kind of singing in unison, like the main vocal line.
If you can hear somebody going higher, or somebody trying to.
I'm pretty sure that was like Songbird.
And I hear somebody going. One singular note, and it just sounded like a mistake amongst all the other notes.
Right. No, but there was somebody also going downwards, and that's one of my other notes. Someone's forcing a harmony downwards. Artichoke was the strongest voice in the trio parts. The girls do blend, but like I said, Artichoke kind of stands out because of his voice. There was a click at the end, and I don't know if it was me. And volumes were a bit off, so I don't know if it's just volumes or the energy and all that. And that's all I have.
All right, so it comes to me. I have the same note for Artichoke. I actually have very robotic when Jeff, like, written down here. It was just very, very precise. Everything was so precise, and there was just very little emotion. There was no feeling in it. I like your voice, but there just was nothing emotion-wise. I couldn't tell the girls apart, so I thank these two for letting me know. It was definitely...
You're welcome.
It was definitely... out of range, especially for the second girl, who now I know is Songbird.
No, Hitomi.
It was Hitomi was the second girl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Wait.
Songbird
came in on the bridge.
Songbird was on the bridge?
You know, like, that was one come see you through my life is a beauty beyond yours.
But they were both singing in the beginning. What? Those were two different girls in the beginning. It was one girl that came in, and then another girl came in.
It sounded like it sounded the same girl to me.
It sounded like two different girls.
Unless it was a two different takes type of thing.
Oh, shucks. I don't know. Oh, well.
It sounded like two different girls to me. Should we pause and re-listen? To me, it sounded like two different girls. Like one of them was singing, and then another one came in.
Oh, you mean on
the... Because the second...
Between the verse and the chorus?
I know what part you're talking
about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, too. I just thought she changed key, like, but...
I couldn't tell if it was a key change or if it was somebody different.
Well, good job for blending and getting us confused.
I don't know. Now there's some confusion between us because I thought it was a completely different person because they were straining even more in that second part of it than they were in the first part. That's why I thought it was somebody different because the notes... while I thought were high for whoever the first person was. This is going off of if it's two different people here. I thought while they were high for the first one, they were even worse for the second one. They just didn't work. And then when it came back down in the second chorus, when someone was singing with Artichoke, that was a much better range. And then the Come With Me Now to Be In My World, that was a much better range to be in. And it just, when you were high, it just... yeah.
I feel like this song in general was really high for the two girls.
Yeah.
And like, I don't think that...
like, it was good for Artichoke, but I feel like it wasn't so great for the other two.
For the girls. Yeah. And this is a note that I have was, I know in the email, you said that you guys went with this because you couldn't find this piano version, because you couldn't find an O-vocals version. I think that was a huge mistake to make, because this is such an energetic and upbeat song to begin with, and going with the piano thing just drags it down, I think, a lot. In fact, and this is what your name for your group comes from for me.
Oh no.
When I was in college, there's a story behind this because you brought back memories of college.
Oh,
I used to perform at these dinners at my college. And I would go over there and my friend who I would sing with, her boyfriend played the piano. And he would always tell us, like, pick any song, and I'll make it into dinner music on my piano. So we'd be like, make it up like any song whatsoever, like, you know, I'm Not Dead Yet from Spamalot. And he'd be there and he'd make I'm Not Dead Yet into piano music. So I'm calling you Team Dinner Pianist because I felt like I was listening to Marty play the piano at the Cormorie dinner once again because that piano was just so melodic. It sounded like something in here in a restaurant at dinner time. I'm not a big fan of the backing track.
I think I'm going to start thinking of names too now just to counteract Ambi.
What was that?
That's just what I got. That was what I got from the, I was not a big fan of the backing track on it. I don't know.
Are we done?
I'm done.
Silence. And then my frogs are coming out, so.
Yay, the frogs!
It is 7:40 my time. The frogs are coming out. So are we done?
Done.
Awesome. I feel hyper tonight. I'm so excited. Okay, I'm done. And group number three is All In This Together. Okay, that was just lame. Anyway, group number three is Mega Dizzy, JC Trance 19, Sharp Cookies, and Snowfender.
And girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Hope you scream at the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. It's our town. Everybody scream. In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Found that corner man hiding in the trash can. Something's awaiting not to pounce in.
Oh, you'll scream!
Cause it's Halloween.
Red and black.
Slimy green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Through
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
In our town of Halloween,
I am a clown with a tearaway face!
Here in a flash and gone without a trace!
I am the who you call who's there! I am the wind blowing through your hair!
I am the shadow of the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright!
This is Halloween!
Scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town.
Don't we love it now?
Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and scream like a fish.
If you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween. Everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for our very special guy?
Our man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch.
Everyone hail to the pumpkin king now.
Wait, we have to start recording now because...
Oh, I'm recording this whole time.
Recording. Oh, my God.
Sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know how we take turns to who starts off talking?
Gosh,
we're
yes.
just so excited right now. We're just like, talking. Oh, we better hit record. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God.
I am so happy.
I am actually flabbergasted at how... epic
awesome.
That was.
Oh my gosh.
Selena, try and keep us in order here.
I know.
I need to recover. I have the vapors.
I'm kind of dying that I have to go last on the song. Hurry up.
Okay.
Alright.
Okay. Critique times, people. Critique times. Alright. This is Halloween. Ooh, this was so good. Oh my goodness. Okay. First of all, this is the first equal group of boys and girls.
So good job on that.
Mm-hmm. There was a little weird panning at the beginning. Like, I can't remember the exact words, but it's like from right ear to left ear, and it was like, okay. Ear raping or whatever we call it.
Well, I've done that before too, and...
Yes. Yeah, but those have toddlers.
well, they have ghosts. I mean, they totally, like, just pwned my toddlers.
Right. Okay, well, this group had really great blending, I think. Like, I mean, like, it really mm-hmm. blended together.
They sound very good together.
Yes. I love all the soloist voices here. I don't know if any of these are backtrack voices, but these were amazing.
No, I'm pretty sure it's, like, 90% of it is them. I don't know what backtrack they use, but I've done a song project on this song before with a friend back in the day. And the track we used had, like, it was bare nothing, so... Okay. I'm hoping if they use the same one, because this was just amazing.
This was... Okay, and then I misheard one of the lyrics. I heard Slutty Green. I don't know where that was at.
I wish that was the lyric.
All right, my next note is, there were some really creepy voices in here. I mean, I got goosebumps, I'm not going to lie. This whole thing made me smile. I mean, it just became like a little smirk, and it just became a really wide smile. This song did eventually creep me out a bit.
Really?
I mean, it was just so good and creepy at the same time. It's like, ugh.
It was creeping me out how like,
amazing.
Great this was. Like, I was, oh my god. Sorry, I'm like stealing
your... Oh, wait, you said rapey too?
No.
Okay,
I think
he said rapey.
He meant to say great, but I heard rapey too.
Oh.
All right, I love the last wee at the end. Some parts could have been a little bigger, but that might be because I don't know the song well enough. Again, I don't know Nightmare Before Christmas that much. But I mean, this was awesome. Really great blending. Love the voices. Go, Ambi!
Okay, my first note was, ah, nightmare. And my second note was, smile on my face, look at it, look at it. Because I was smiling so big this whole time. I did also write down on here, I wish I knew how much of this was you guys and how much was a backing Andy, track. But as I listened...
Can I cut in real quick? This is amazing, people. Because Ambi, in the beginning, she explicitly said she was going to be a complete bitch tonight.
So I can't believe that, thank you!
Well, I'm quoting you. But the fact that she is so happy and so energetic and happy now, you guys work.
Congrats.
Okay,
yeah, I wrote down on here, like, the more I listened to it, the more I was sure that it was actually much more you guys than it was, because as I was listening to it, I was hearing bits and pieces of voices I was recognizing in the background chorus parts. So I was like, oh my god, I actually think this is, like, all them. Your voices made it so epic, because it went from there being four people singing a song to, like, 40 people singing a song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Because every voice was different. The only time, like, I heard Cookie twice, I think. Everyone else, I couldn't tell who was who. There were two points where I was like, oh, that's Cookies and that's Cookies. But everything else, I couldn't tell who was who, especially with the guys when they're, like, doing, like, the really deep voices.
I think that was probably Mega Dizzy on some of them, I'm thinking.
I heard JC on, like, a few
of them. Yeah, I heard JC.
It's them, but, like, it sounds so different from them, you know. It's...
I know, because from – and it just went from, like I said, four people to somebody. I was like – I wrote This Is Hot, like, three times on here. I can't tell who, but it rocks. Jaw on the floor. This is so impressive. This is a real group effort.
Yes.
Because they were all highlighted in bits and pieces, yet they were all working together. And Zell is going to name this group because – that's an awesome name that you typed in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Your group name is So Scary, I Smile.
Because I am smiling. And it's
and I still scary. Am.
Oh my god.
I haven't stopped smiling since the song began.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god. I have nothing else to say. Really well done, guys. Really well done. Jeffers, go.
So the first comment I have is, yes, I love the song. And I'm hoping you guys... do it good, because I love the song so much. Like, it's one of my all-time favorite Disney songs, if that sounds. So I was kind of worried when I heard the beginning, but happy at the same time. But you guys totally rocked it. I mean, you guys were, like, so cohesive. Like, this is, like, one of... this is really well put together. Your energy was great. Your vocal ranges were great. Y'all should go audition for Snowfenders, whose voice... what is it called now? Herschel?
Whose voice?
Whose voice? If auditions were still open, y'all should go audition for that, because you guys are good.
I thought you were saying y'all right now.
Oh. I'm channeling Lone Star here. What else do I have? Your la-la-las at the end were great, and the we I loved, and the laugh at the end. I heard a lot of low guys, which really impressed me, because JC and Mega Dizzy have kind of, like, medium-ish voices, so that was... it was so good. Energy was great.
The stakes are high now, people.
I'm trying to...
it's just raised the bar.
Like,
this really raised the bar.
Notes. Oh, here, one note. I heard Dizzy as a hot female ghost. That made my day. like, you know how it's like, la, 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 la. I heard Snow and Cookies on that.
But like,
no, not that part. Like, the very end, it's like more windy. But like, I heard Dizzy and I was like, oh my god, Dizzy is a hot female ghost, people. So,
that's okay. Maybe we should call this group Hot Female Ghost. No, I like scary, so serious.
So after that comment, I'm done. I love these guys.
Done.
This is great.
Done.
This is DJ Jeffers, and man, the hits are great tonight. And bringing up number 4 is Traviata, Gretho, What the Chuck, 13, RJ, and Dirksies.
How does she know you love her? How does she know she's yours?
How does she know that you love her?
How do you show her you love her?
How does she know that you really, really, truly love her? How does she know that you love her? How do you show her you love her? How does she know that you really, really, truly love her?
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted. You must remind her or she'll be inclined to say, how do I know?
Mind reader, each day does something to lead her to believe you love her.
Everybody wants to live happily ever after. Everybody wants to know that true love is true. How do you know?
How does she know that you love her?
He loves
how
you.
Do you show her?
How do you
her?
Know?
How does she know that you really, really, really love
does
her?
Does he take you out dancing? Just so he can hold you close, dedicate a song with words and just for you. Ooh. He'll find his own way to tell you the little things he'll do. That's how you know. That's how you know he's your love. He's your love.
Show her
that's
you love
how you
her.
Know.
You've got to show her you need her. Don't treat her like a mind reader.
You know.
And when you know that you love her, that's how you show
you
her you love her.
Love.
It's not enough to take the one you love for granted.
So that was How Does She Know from Enchanted. I love this movie. I love this song.
I do too.
It's just so adorable.
This was so cute.
I love actually, like, going through Central Park and, like, seeing all the places where they filmed it and, like, running around singing and stuff. I did that once with my friends. It was kind of awesome. We're losers. Okay, so, off the song. And this was Gretel What the Chuck. I love saying that.
What the Chuck.
Caveat.
You do.
RJ and Z's. First off, most of the girls I didn't know, one from the other, for the most part.
Really? I could tell
I'm having trouble
apart.
With that. I'm having trouble with that. Jeffers has to, like, come to my rescue. Okay, so who was the first?
First
so
one?
Who was the first girl?
I am, like, 80% sure that's Dirksies. I'm pretty sure that's I'm pretty sure it's not Gretel. Gretel
really?
Was the one at the end with the really smooth voice. She was doing a lot of the solos towards the end.
Okay.
I thought it was the same person this time. I don't know. I can't tell you people apart. Anyways, I'm just calling you girl 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, ditto.
So the first girl, it was a really odd quality to the sound of your microphone. I didn't know if it was put in by the mixer or not.
I think it was reverb. It sounded like,
it was a really odd reverb because it was almost like a tin can reverb.
It kind of reminds me of the echo filter on Audacity.
Yeah, it seemed more like an echo than...
Because
reverb.
I used to use that a lot in substitute of reverb reverb back before I got auditioned, so.
Mm-hmm. I hate you guys.
So I love auditions so much.
Oh, no, her audacity.
It seemed a little weird for me. Second girl, I thought was slightly off pitch. I couldn't tell if it was flat or sharp. Very, very slight and only on certain words. Third girl, I have the same thing written down. I'm assuming Chuck is the guy because he's the only guy.
Well, you know, after the last song with their amazing ranges, you never know whether Chuck could secretly be hiding a girl voice somewhere in his Jamaican-ness.
No, I think he was just Sebastian, because, yeah. Except, you know, not really Sebastian, just Jamaican. He's very Jamaican. Are you from Jamaica, What the Chuck? Because you're Jamaican a lot. Because you did Jamaican in your audition, too. But nevertheless, you're really good at Jamaican, because he was Sebastian,
he did,
right?
Sebastian is Jamaican.
Yeah.
Ready? Oh.
Calypso, you didn't know that Sebastian was a Jamaican crab?
No.
We're about to cancel this show now and kick Jeffers off, because come on.
Well, I know it's an accent. I don't know what it is. Okay, going back.
You're really, really good at it. Just don't fall into the trap of doing that too much. I want to hear what you sound like when you're not Jamaican, please.
Unless you actually are Jamaican.
Unless you actually are Jamaican, in which case,
it's
sorry.
It's kind of hard
that I...
to get out of that, but...
And Jeffers confirmed this for me. I was like, who is girl number four on the Everybody Wants to Live Happily Ever After?
Rabiata! Yes, that was her.
Dang girl, get it. I am really disappointed that I didn't hear more of you in this song, because I thought that you pwned your part on this.
I went straight past owned and right to pwned,
because that was really good. You had the notes right, you had this, like, energy behind it that I felt that the other girls were lacking a little bit. At first I was like, oh, this is good, and then I heard you, and then I was comparing, I was like, well, it's not as energetic as Traviata was, so it's kind of like a step backwards. There just wasn't enough energy amongst some of the girls. I don't know. And I couldn't tell at the end, like, towards the end, how much was you guys, and this is the same one from before, how much was you guys and how much was backing track.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't tell how much there was. And then I said, I can't find the fourth girl again. Where did she go?
I'm pretty sure a lot of it was backing. I mean, not backing. It was them. I'm pretty sure a lot of it was.
Was them? Okay.
Like, I heard... Go ahead.
Oh,
no, it's all right.
Go ahead. I'm not going to you go.
Because I was going to say, like, one part sounded slightly off-tempo, but, like, they were in sync, so...
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember where it was, but I'm pretty... Like, that... Although it's not a good thing, it kind of made... I think that was them. So. Mm-hmm.
Plus, I heard What the Chuck in the chorus, too, I think.
Yeah. I felt like there was one girl singing more than the other two. I couldn't tell who it was, but I felt like she was always there, constantly, and I was like, come on, share a little bit with the other girls. Come on, share. Sharing is caring. It can be fun. And at the very, very end, whoever the girl was at the end, I felt like you were forcing those last couple high notes. It just didn't seem very natural. It seemed a little forced. I don't know how I felt about this. I'm very conflicted tonight, because I like this, but I didn't love it. Jeffers.
I'm getting the feeling I probably like this a lot more than you did.
Probably.
So, I guess I'll start off with the bad first, and then go into the good after. But, my biggest negative comment was I did not like the backtrack. It was very...
in your face.
Like, I don't know what it was. I guess, I think it was the shakers, or
the shakers were, like, really right there.
It was something.
The balance wasn't very
good. Yeah, there was something about the backtrack. Whoa, you got loud all of a sudden. The backtrack, like, the beats or something, I don't know, like, something was going back and forth in my headphones. I think it was the shakers, and it was, like, really distracting.
The maracas in Jeffers' ears!
Like, no, because, like, after, like, a little while, like, I think it was halfway through the song, I, like, pulled out the headphone jack, because I was, like, getting really distracted by the backtrack. But, with that aside, I thought this was really good, you guys. This was so cute. My name for you guys is like the cutesy dancing salt shakers, even though it's not salt. But that's okay. Because it was so cute. And like in the movie, they're like, la di la di la, dancing to the park. And like the shakers were so loud. And they're like, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. So the cutesy dancing salt shakers.
Shakers were all up in your face.
So I have down first singer. Good. Check mark. What the chuck? Wow. Jamaican accent. Good job. It's working to your strength. What else? I thought you guys all did good. Like, there was not, like, there wasn't really a weak person in this group. I thought you guys worked pretty well together. It sounded pretty cohesive. Mixing was good, other than the salt shakers, which I don't think is your fault. Like, it's a backtrack. You sounded in sync, so that was good. I liked your harmonies. They were good as well. Here and there, energy could have been a little bit more, but overall, I like this a lot. You guys are really, really cute. Good job, you guys. And I didn't expect you guys to pair up, actually. Like, this was one of the groups when I got the email. I was like, oh, I did not expect these people to be working together, but good job. You guys sounded good together. Zell?
Okay. My group name for y'all is Three Ladies and a Little Man. If you don't get the reference.
No, I don't.
It's fine.
But there's four ladies.
Three men and a babe.
There's four ladies.
Four. Oh.
Three ladies, a little man, and one other person. The girls can fight over who the other person is.
Okay, how about this? The Power Rangers, or somebody with, like, four guys and one girl. I forget which team
four
it is.
Four guys, but... a girl, and a happy song.
In a happy song.
Four
happy
girls, song. A guy, and a happy song. Sorry.
All right. I have two notes that are just not really related to the singing or anything itself. My first note is, Boo, you told us the title of the song. We like to be surprised. And this is probably just a personal preference that you attach the file to your email. That's just a personal thing. I'm going to probably repeat a lot more of what Ambi said, because I think I'm more towards what she said.
Ha! I got Zell on my side!
Well, I liked it a lot.
Yeah. Okay, too much or reverb was on the first person or when it was a cappella. And I will say right now, I got the girls mixed up because I think I skipped one or it didn't faze me that they changed. Because my qualities were really different from first girl to What the Chuck. This karaoke was really loud and overpowering. I mean, like Jeffer said, the shakers are right in your ear. And this was in my deaf ear, and I could still hear them. One of the girls were a little flat. And apparently on my notes, it's the third voice, but it's really the fourth voice that was my favorite, which is after an instrumental break. Volumes don't mesh well. I think this was a mixing error. Because a lot of the volumes are really off, or you can't really hear over the karaoke and all that. I also question whether the chorus was part of backtracking and y'all, or just all y'all. I like the choice for the song that it was a one guy, then all the girls could split it up, but due to mixing and the different levels, it didn't really work as well as it could have, and the energy levels. And that's all I have.
Yeah, kudos to you guys for making a group work with one guy and four girls. That's not an easy thing to do.
There was a lot of, PMS in that group. Hopefully they were not all PMSing at the same time, because then with the chuck probably...
I thought you were talking about me, Jeffers, for a second. Like,
no!
What? No.
Proud Mary Singers.
Proud Mary Singers. Not... Anyway. That was all done.
Done.
Done. Cool. Done. Oh my god.